Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Tea Spilled with Toni. I just couldn't leave y'all hanging again. So we have a lot of topics to cover in this episode. But first, I wanted to recommend two little things that y'all could use in order to help me and my podcast, especially keeping it free. I mean, I see so many people jump to Patreon, and I've had my podcast, I want to say, since March of this year, and we already have about 2,000 plays, which is incredible. I love that there's people listening to my podcast, and I always try to put out the message for you guys to share the podcast, really engage with it, get other people to listen to it. And I've been keeping it free, and I don't, you know, want to jump to Patreon and think I'm like, y'all need to pay for this. Like, who does that? Like, if I ever do that, I better have a good fucking reason to. But the two things I wanted to mention, the first one is a Poshmark code. Now, people used to, like, really sell Poshmark or, like, advertise it on YouTube. I know Trisha Paytas used to do it, but I've been using Poshmark since I was, like, living in LA back in, like, 2015. And I really like Poshmark. If you want to use or try an alternative to sell items that you just have lying around, especially now during the coronavirus pandemic, Poshmark is a great place to, or a great app to use for that. It's a little bit easier of a format to use than eBay. So the Poshmark code that I have is Aromi Official, which is A-R-O-M-I Official. And I'll have all this linked in the description of this podcast. And it's also in the description of the homepage, whether you look at the Apple Podcast or Spotify. It's in the description of the homepage. So, Poshmark has been great. They email you the label once you've sold something, so you just package it, apply the, or print out the label, and then use tape. It's always worked for me, and it's a way to help out my podcast. And so the other link is Rakuten, which used to be called Ebates, not eBay, Ebates. And if you like to online shop a lot, as I do, way too much, getting cash back is a great way to earn some money back. And usually some of these stores, online stores, they have high percentages, whether it's 10%, 8%, 12%. And if you're buying like a high priced item and you go through Rakuten first, you're going to be able to get cash back, and it really does add up. And once you reach, I don't know, like a threshold of $5, you can have them, I think, maybe direct deposit, but I usually have them mail me a check to my house, and it's always gone through. Both of these apps, I've never had any problems with them being scams. So, and then Poshmark, you can also have your sales be a direct deposit to your account, and maybe they have another option tied in with PayPal. But yeah, Rakuten, I have also been using for years. It's a good website. I mean, I highly recommend it if you're just, you know, shopping your little heart out online and want to earn some extra money. Like I said, it really does add up. The link will be in the description, and the code Aromi Official, it used to be my old screen name. I wish I could get another one, but it just is what it is. Okay, so now that we talked about that, we're gonna mention some other more interesting topics. I'm gonna get to the YouTube stuff at the end because it's always the same thing with these bitches. All right, so the first person I want to mention is the singer artist. I don't even know if he's in a band. Machine Gun Kelly, apparently he's been dating Megan Fox. I don't really know about Megan Fox other than she's been in movies and has, like, done some serious work to her face. But Machine Gun Kelly, I mean, I just look at him and I'm like, don't really know much about him, but he just looks like a trashy white guy, but, like, would bang, would allow, you know, one night with a Machine Gun Kelly. Like, it was something sexy about him. I don't know what it is. It almost feels like he's, like, a more cleaned up version of Aaron Carter. Whatever happened to Aaron Carter? I used to watch the videos of him, like, trying to, like, better his life after battling, I don't know, some deep-rooted issues, whether that's drugs and alcohol, I have no idea. But have always rooted for him. But with Machine Gun Kelly, I'm like, how you doing? But, like, not Wendy Williams way. Like, it's more like, how the fuck are you doing, Machine Gun Kelly? Like, let me know what is up. So yeah, I had to mention MGK. And the other thing, the other man, sexy ass man that I wanted to mention is Chris Evans, who I have never been much of a fan of the films he's been in. It's like only recently that I've started to get into all the Chris's, like Chris Pratt, Chris Hemsworth, Chris Pine, Chris Evans, like all the Chris's. But Chris Evans, I don't know what is so charming about him other than like the perfect teeth, the beard, the gorgeous face. It just like all works so well. And I used to be a really big fan of Chris Pine because of the Princess Diaries, and I still am. Like, I still watch that movie and I'm like, ugh, fucking, like, a fucking dream, seriously. And Chris Hemsworth, I think I like Liam Hemsworth more. I don't know why, I just do. Chris Pratt, he's all right. You know, I think he married, like, a Kennedy, a Schwarzenegger. So yeah, he kind of fell off the face of the earth. But like Chris Evans, it's just like, especially when he laughs, you get that like feeling like, marry me, like I want to be, you know, Tony Evans. I want to be there. But the whole reason we're talking about Chris Evans is because I saw that he had like a little leaked dick pic. And of course, you know, I had to investigate for the podcast, for podcast purposes only. You know, I had to give a detailed description. And so I saw it and I'm like, literally like wiping drool off my bottom lip. And I'm like, if only this was a video, if only this was like a well-lit picture, but like just by what I saw, it looked pretty damn good. Like someone said that's America's dick and I'm like, yes, it is. And I have no idea exactly how or why it got leaked. I think it might have been like on Instagram, like a story post, and maybe he was like going through his phone album and it just happened to be there. And I'm like, I'm just wondering who was he gonna send that to, because he certainly didn't send it to me and I was totally waiting. But like, you know, it was a sight to see, I'll just tell you that. Can't believe I'm talking about this, but I had to. I mean, Chris Evans is like really fucking adorable, especially when he's like in interviews. It's so charming. I love it. So I need to manifest all this. Like, I need a husband like Chris Pratt, not Chris Pratt, Chris Evans. Like, I'm trying to put all this energy out into the universe, and, you know, I swear, I'm sounding insane. Okay, so, next topic that I wanted to mention is the Netflix series Away, which I think stars Hilary Swank. I think so. When I first saw the series, and I'm gonna go, you know, pretty short with this because I know not everyone watches, you know, what I watch, but the series is basically about this mom, dad who work with NASA, and they have a daughter, and the mom's an astronaut, the dad, he can't go on missions anymore, and so the mom is, you know, on this mission to Mars, which is, you know, one of the main reasons why I was even drawn to the series. Lately I've been, like, really about space travel, black holes, and different planets, and what the fuck is out there, because it's actually super fucking interesting and cool. So, you know, hopefully in the future this becomes a reality, and from what I've seen, it's supposed to be sooner than later. I'm saying less than 5 years that it's supposed to happen. And so the series, it's, I want to say maybe it's 8 to 10 episodes, and it just came out this year on Netflix. And it basically revolves around all these different astronauts that are on the mission. And I'm just going to say, I'm glad the Asian woman, Lou, I think that's her name, I'm glad that at the end of this, of the series, you know, they asked her to not have her helmet up. Like, they wanted her to have her helmet visor down to not show her face, because she's like the gay bi lesbian character. And I'm like, why what the fuck would you ever ask someone who's been on a fucking mission to Mars to not show their face in the fucking final photo? Like, are you okay? Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. That is so fucking rude. I'm glad she had her fucking helmet visor up. Show that fucking face. You're on Mars. This is your one and only chance. I would have done the exact same fucking thing. Like, I don't know. Like, this series was just, people thought it was cheesy. I feel like I got mixed reviews, but, like, everyone bitches and complains about the accuracy of space movies and, like, what's real, what isn't, what's fabricated, what's enhanced. And I'm like, y'all, this is a fucking show. Like, why are y'all just bitching and complaining about every detail? Like, literally, it's a fucking show. Like, this could be applied to so many things, but I don't know. People are perfectionists, and I thought I was a perfectionist, but, like, other people, like, really fly with it. But I will tell you, if you watch the series, the daughter on the show is the worst character. She, like, her dad ends up in a wheelchair, spoiler alert. And this whole description's a spoiler alert, let me tell you. And she ditches her dad to go with, like, this new boyfriend who is, like, played by Adam Egorian, who used to be on Disney Channel, who's kind of cute, you know, boyish, just, you know, regular actor. At least it wasn't, like, another white guy. Like, seriously, there's too many white guys on TV. I'm just saying that. And so she ditches her dad. Her dad's in a fucking wheelchair. And I'm like, bitch, what the fuck are you, like, your dad is literally losing his mobility in his fucking legs, and you're, like, acting up, you're getting, like, this teenage angst or whatever. I was so pissed. I was so done. Like, she, like, bugged the hell out of me. And what other details were happening in this series? I mean, just the ending, the way it ended, it just felt so real, even though I can't even imagine participating or being an astronaut and you know, putting your life at risk and in the situations where something goes wrong and you have to go out into space and do all these repairs, like, it really fucks with my brain, because like, what the fuck is life at that point, like, or in that situation? I don't even know. What else happened? I didn't think it was boring, but I suggest y'all just watch the trailer, and if you think you might like it, watch it. Like, it's, I thought it was good. I give it a 9 out of 10, maybe even a 10 out of 10. Like, I can't wait for the next season. All right, next topic. This Is Paris documentary. I watched it. I was waiting for it. I wish there were some things that she would have acknowledged. Maybe I should start with that. I wish she mentioned why Paris treated Lindsay Lohan like shit back in the day. Even Kyle Richards, her aunt, who's on, you know, Beverly Hills Housewives, even has made comments about Lindsay Lohan, and I'm like, why are y'all treating this woman like crap? Like, what the fuck? I don't give a fuck if there was an alleged fight between her bodyguard, or Lindsay's bodyguard, and Paris's brother Baron at one point. Like, that's not even been, y'all need to chill the fuck out. Y'all are adults, so why are y'all acting like you're, you know, trying to get some revenge? Like, it's so petty. Like, grow the fuck up. And so there's that, and I wanted to know if Paris would even acknowledge the fact that one of her brothers, I'm pretty sure it was her younger brother, Conrad Hilton, not Baron. I think Baron's married. Baron has a baby now, or yeah, I think he's gonna have a baby with his wife. And by the way, Baron is so cute. But I think it was Conrad who was on this, like, plane ride, this flight. Y'all could just Google, like, the news articles about this. Like, he was in court over this, and apparently he was on this flight, and he was calling out, like, people saying, like, y'all are peasants, my dad could buy this whole plane and your entire existence, and blah, blah, blah. Literally harassing the other passengers on this flight and the flight attendants. I don't know what the fuck was going on, but if anyone should have been at one of those, you know, camps that Paris says that she went to, the Provo Canyon School in Utah or wherever the fuck it was. By the way, isn't, like, Utah, like, really, like, heavy in, like, Mormon culture? Not really sure what that culture is, but doesn't seem like very, like, level-headed. It seems very strange to me. Like, of course it would happen out there. But yeah, that whole situation, would have loved to see the details about why your brother even did all that shit. Like, how embarrassing to act up. Like, what the fuck why do you have to act up? Like, what is going on in your life? Like, your life literally seems, I don't know, picture perfect. Like, all that fucking money, what are you complaining about? Why are you acting out? And so the next thing, what was it? Oh yeah, Paris has, like, these two clips, videos on YouTube floating around of her being racist at a club, dancing with her sister Nikki, and literally using the N-word, calling some guy a faggot. Just very cringe behavior. I think one of the comments in the video said that she was dancing offbeat. I mean, of course she is. She's a white girl from New York. Like, she's dancing to hip-hop music, which is ironic. And, her using that language, I mean, was she immature? Yeah. Was it a long time ago? Yeah. Should she acknowledge it? Yes. This documentary is called This Is Paris, but I'm like, hashtag that was Paris also. So acknowledge it, bitch. Come on, like, give us the real details. And lastly, I wish she would really. I want to know more about how Nikki ended up marrying a Rothschild. Like, I don't know why I'm saying this, but like, hashtag goals. Even though I have no idea what the hell that family is involved in, people say that, the Rothschilds are a force behind the world and all the banking systems, the money, the secret societies, the Illuminati, the Pizzagate, all of that. Like, it's insane. By the way, Nikki's wedding pictures to James Rothschild, like, seriously, that wedding looked beyond luxe. Like, it looked rich. She had it at the Orangery at Kensington Palace in London, and because James Rothschild is British, and I'm looking at the wedding pictures and like, ugh, y'all, I watched those clips or like the coverage about that wedding so much because it looks so, it looks so beautiful. Like, all that money. Chef's kiss. And so, yeah, I want to know how they met. I want to know all the details. I want to know what really goes on. Like, Nikki, you need to drop a fucking documentary. Like, I know you're plain as white bread and boring as ever and, like, are so monotone. Like, I swear, people. I remember back when I was living in LA taking an acting class, a professor said that I sound very monotone when I'm speaking or acting, whatever. And I'm like, now I think to myself, I'm like, do you know who Nikki Hilton is? Because that's monotone, not me. Okay. Let me see how we are with time. 22 minutes. Okay. But yeah, the documentary didn't. I felt like it regarding what happened to Paris, going to these schools and feeling or being abused by them and having all these tough situations happen to her, it was hard to feel bad for her because, I mean, on one hand, people thought her mom wasn't being genuine to her feelings about it. And it was kind of confusing because she said that she was having these dreams. And at one point, she mentioned being dragged away by these people in the middle of the night. And like Nikki was watching and her parents were crying and watching. And I'm like, wasn't that part of the dream or what? And people are like, no, that actually happened. So like her parents knew, her mom watched, and I don't know. It was just like a weird exchange between Paris and her mom. People say that that Kyle Richards is evil or the bad one. Y'all, I've been the biggest fan of Kyle Richards. Even when people talk shit about her and Teddy on the show. By the way, Teddy is fucking gorgeous, okay? And Kyle is gorgeous. Like, it just. I don't know why people talk so much shit about Kyle. Like, especially now that you see how Kathy is. I don't know. I think there's a lot of secrets in that family. And of course there is. Like, I mean, Paris herself said that they're like super conservative and they're all with all that money. By the way, y'all should watch the old MTV documentary that she did first back in like 2008. Yeah, maybe 2008. And it's called Paris Not France. And I watched that years ago. Like, and sometimes I rewatch it, but I remember Trump being a part of that documentary, and he was talking about the sex tape that Paris and I think his name was Rick Solomon did. And Trump is like, I would have sued him. I would have sued his ass. And I said that I told her parents to do that, and they didn't because they're good people. Something like that. Like, Trump just, you know, giving his opinions, his 10 cents worth. And apparently back in that documentary, Trump wanted Paris to model for his modeling agency, his Trump Models or whatever. So, you know, Trump is, you know, they're connected. I mean, the Rothschilds, the Trumps, the Hiltons, no surprise here. But just wanted to give those details. And so we see Paris traveling, living her lux life. You know, going through relationship issues. I mean, she's had, like, how many guys has she been with? Like, I swear, what a fucking dream. I wish that was me. And she wants to, like, make $1 billion. Don't know why that's the goal, but, you know, Nikki's like, you should, like, take a vacation. Like, you need to, like, go to Hawaii. No phone, just take a vacation, Paris. Like, that's all you need to do. And I'm like, Nikki, shut the fuck up. She needs to go see a therapist. Like, you, I don't know why the fuck you think a vacation's gonna, you know, fix all this, but, like, go see a fucking therapist, Paris. Like, these issues need to be addressed if you really want to better yourself, your life, and your relationships, whatever. And, you know, people are saying, well, at least Paris wants to make her own money. Nikki basically married into it. And I'm like, oh, that's a fucking burn. Because it's so true. Nikki, I mean, it's not like you just stumbled into that marriage. Like, something happened behind closed doors. I don't know if it was a blood pact or what the deal is. But it just, I'm telling you, that's the real story I want to hear. Okay, let's see. Where are we? Time, just checking. Yeah, that documentary, it was out of 10 stars, I'm going to give it a 7. Maybe a 7, yeah. I don't know. It just seemed a little too feel bad for me. Here I'm just gonna, you know, give details about my life, stuff you already know, and a little bit of stuff you don't know. Is it more detailed than Paris Not France? Yes, it is. Is there new stuff? Sure. But it's like, Paris, you're white, you're skinny, you're pretty. You're rich, you're a Hilton, you're a celebrity, you're famous, you have a leg up with businesses and getting shit done, making money, making $1 billion, as you say. So, you know, of course she's going to say, I love making money. Like, obviously, anybody in your position would be loving to make money, make $1 billion. I would be happy making $500 million, not even a billion, half of that, bitch. Like, I don't know. I can't feel too bad for you. Even if your parents are conservative, sure, I'm going to feel bad that you were in these situations, going to these freak, basically conversion therapy schools. But get the help and attempt to, you know, move on to better stages in your life, and all the best, Paris. But seriously, you have been in some controversies and you should have addressed that also. Just saying. Okay, enough about that. Oh my god, we have other stuff to talk about, but I'm gonna try to make it quick so I have enough time. I just wanted to mention Kathy Griffin, Anderson Cooper, Andy Cohen, and that whole situation that happened with the picture that she took, you know, holding Trump's fake severed head back, I don't know, I think maybe in 2016, when it happened. And I've been a huge fan of Kathy. I love her stand-up specials. I love her type of comedy. I never thought that it was like going after people when they're down. It was basically, you know, humor regarding people that kind of deserve it. Yeah, maybe some people didn't, but like, it was like, that's her job. That's what she does. She's a comedian. I think people just, for some reason, forgot that. Like, she's very open about that she isn't like an A-list celebrity. She had a whole show called My Life on the D-List on Bravo. Probably before some of the major Housewife franchises even existed. And so, I see, like, the whole reason I'm talking about this is because I saw, like, this clip of Anderson Cooper giving an interview saying that, oh, yeah, his mom died and Cher calls into C-SPAN, and his mom, Gloria Vanderbilt, basically thought of Cher as, like, a sister, and that occasionally Cher text Anderson Cooper saying, like, hey, brother, whatever, like, in a joking manner. And I'm like, Kathy has said all this before. Like, he's just repeating everything that she's already said. And it kind of bugs me because the way the media and everyone turned on Kathy is so annoying. Like, you have to realize, there's a stand-up special that I just watched, you know, hours ago, and she did a USO tour. She flew into a war zone. She entertained the troops, the army, whatever. She has been more hands-on in person with this military personnel and has lifted their, you know, their moods, their morales, whatever the fuck it's called, more than Trump has. Like, Kathy has done so much more. People forget that she isn't this evil person. I have no idea why people just turned on her so badly. Anderson Cooper, like, was doing the New Year's Eve with Kathy, and then suddenly, after the picture comes out, they drop Kathy. Anderson does it with Andy Cohen. By the way, boring as ever, didn't watch that shit. I only wanted to watch Kathy. And it just reeks of betrayal. And by the way, Andy Cohen, I'm pretty sure he has a drug problem. Like, allegedly, he has a drug problem. You know, he loves to fuck around with the Coca-Cola. And I guess that was my version of play on words. But yeah, Kathy has called out so many people, including Ellen DeGeneres, which is going to be my next topic. But even Kathy has called her out years ago in her book, probably in the stand-up special. But, like, for sure, she has called Ellen out. And even in her stand-up specials, she goes after everyone. She goes after these entitled celebrities. And right now we're going through, like, this wave of, like, anti-Hollywood and, like, anti-media. Kathy's already done that. Like, it's ridiculous how people just don't even give her the credit. Like, she deserves the fucking credit. And by the way, after all the coronavirus deaths that have occurred because of Trump's ridiculous response time, that picture that Kathy took was ahead of its time. Like, if that happened now, I think people would be like, girl, Kathy, she is sending a message. Oh, it's so sick that, like, they really, like, that's like cancel culture at work, and it actually worked, and it's so sad. And by the way, I feel like half the blame should have gone to the photographer, Tyler Shields, who is known for, I guess, controversial shoots. On the E! Channel, there used to be a show called Mrs. Eastwood and Company or something like that. It had to do with Clint Eastwood's now ex-wife, Dina Eastwood, and her daughters, Morgan and Francesca, and this band that she was managing. And they lived, you know, over here in Carmel, which is, you know, adjacent to Monterey, where I am, or Monterey County. And the show was kind of crap. I mean, the only highlight was Dina, the mom. Like, the daughters really thought that they were something, but they're not. They're basically boring. Clint Eastwood comes off as a racist, even though he's not on the show. And, yeah, so the whole reason I'm even mentioning Tyler Shields is because Tyler used to go out with Francesca. And by the way, Francesca isn't even a biological daughter of Dina. Like, she has a whole other mom with, and her dad, I think, is Clint Eastwood. But, and by the way, like, Clint Eastwood has, like, I don't know how many kids with how many wives. But Morgan is the biological daughter of Dina. And I guess Tyler, I don't know if people can find episodes of that show, but, like, he was really pushy with Francesca, like, to do these shoots and do these poses. And at one point, I remember she was crying. And, you know, Kathy has worked with Tyler before, but I'm like, why didn't he get half the blame? Like, he really should. Like, if it was me, I would have dragged him through the fucking mud. I would have been bringing him up. Like, especially with the president going after you. Like, hell no. I'm not taking the heat by myself. Like, I would have been dragging you through the fucking mud. And, so yeah, Tyler Shields, like, what a fucking asshole. Like, where were you in that situation? Not only is that, like, probably, like, your only notable client at the time, like, you should have been sticking by her. Like, what a fucking asshole. And, like, there was even, like, this one shoot that they tried to do for that show on E! Where they were cutting a Birkin bag in half. And, like, there was, like, a whole news article. You can Google it. I'm trying to remember what else happened with that, but it just, Kathy deserved so much better. And I feel like I had more to say about that show. I feel like it only ran for one season. This was years ago, by the way. Like, that show was, it was like nothing special. By the way, I feel like the brother of Morgan and Francesca is Scott Eastwood, who's, you know, he's sexy, but, like, he thinks a little too highly of himself. Like, yeah, you're hot, but, like, with your ego, like, you're not anything special. Like, you just come off as an aging fuckboy. And Francesca, I don't know, she's, like, trying to be a model, like, nothing special. She's, like, not fucking Gigi Hadid. And Morgan, I don't know what the fuck she's doing. She's basically on Instagram, and that's pretty much it. I swear, the only likable character on that show is Dina, like, the mom. Like, I think she even still lives out in Carmel, but I swear, Anderson Cooper is, like, why would you do that? Andy Cohen, like, you just come off as trash. Like, every time the reunion comes out, people are calling you out for being, like, this dirty little weasel, this snake in the grass. Like, we all see it. We all know, like, just, like, a problematic gay, like, hashtag white gays, TM trademark. But yeah, okay. 39 minutes, next topic, because I have to go through these semi-quickly. So Ellen DeGeneres is back. I saw this just recently, a couple hours ago, and let's see if I can get on Twitter just to get more details about it. Ellen DeGeneres. Okay. Oh my god, I've been, like, ranting through this podcast. I just am running out of breath. Apparently Super M is, like, this, I guess, a new BTS group is scheduled to perform on the 23rd of this month on the Ellen DeGeneres show. Let's just see some of the responses regarding that. Like, let's see. Someone said, not Ellen. Why do you make these decisions? I feel bad for them. Crying hamsters. Okay. Someone said, I'm gonna make my own show and invite you guys. Ellen is canceled. Yeah, I don't know about that. Not supporting Ellen, by the way. Like I said, Kathy called her out years ago. Y'all owe Kathy the biggest fucking apology. I'm just gonna fucking say it. Kathy has done so much, and y'all just let her get canceled. Like, go fuck yourself, honestly. Trump can go fuck himself also. Like, ugh, gosh. So E! News, basically said, or tweeted, Ellen DeGeneres promises to talk about show controversy on season premiere. And it returns September 21st. I guess the quote is, yes, we're going to talk about it. And it's going to be season 18. I guess, I don't know. I mean, if the show's coming back, it's coming back. And I guess the controversies were that she wasn't paying them during the pandemic. And she's treating people badly. We'll see how it plays out, and if there's anything interesting, y'all know that y'all could hear about it here on the Tea Spilled with Tony podcast. Okay. What else? So Jeffrey and Shane updates. Apparently Jeffrey's, you know, doing his snake business. Shane's trying to come back. Let's see what Twitter has to say about that. Let's see. Jeffrey is... Okay. Someone tweeted, imagine having a makeup brand worth over $100 million and you apply for a business loan that should have gone to small businesses that are being forced to close their doors and are losing everything. Jeffree Star is a monster. Whoa, if that's actually happening, wow, Jeffrey, what? Of course you would do that. Like, you're the biggest asshole on YouTube. Hello. Obviously. I'm seeing that this girl posted this photo saying, say hi to your biggest little fan at Jeffree Star. With all her little Jeffree Star merch, her racist merch, obviously, looking proud as ever, kind of looks like a Hispanic little girl, or Jewish? I don't know. Like, she kind of looks like a little pudgy Miranda Cosgrove. I swear I'm being such an asshole, but... just had to mention it. Someone said that disability check is coming in handy. I see. Oh gosh, that is a burn. Why would you want to support a racist? I want to know where these super young kids get all that money for this stuff. LMAO, I'm 51. I only have 3 out of shadow palettes so far and 1 lip scrub, 1 face highlighter, LMAO. Haha, help me, someone. Haha. You're 51 and supporting a racist, honey. Like, stop doing that. I'm just going to say it. Cringy, whatever. I don't know what she's doing. What are you doing? You look embarrassing. Like, why all your merch? Girl, why you need all those mirrors? Why? Like, you're gonna wake up in like several years and like regret buying all of that. Like, what are you doing? Why do you need all those mirrors? Like, I'm just saying, there's no value in that. Just saying. Okay, so Shane Dawson, why is he, I guess, relevant at the moment? Okay. Ooh, is this Liam Payne? Oh. Liam. Damn. Liam is a zaddy. I don't know what the fuck a zaddy is. All I know is that he is one. Yum, yum, yum. Liam, damn. Who are you? Okay. I just saw like this little Twitter video of like a Liam with a shirtless body, just like smizing, and I'm like literally obsessed. Literally obsessed. I sound like Trisha Paytas. How embarrassing is that? I don't know. So apparently there's a video, our bedroom makeover revealed by Ryland, and someone said, "So this is happening. We're just gonna act like Shane Dawson didn't insinuate that he had child porn on his computer, pretend he didn't kiss a 12-year-old, and act like he isn't a huge racist." They're heavily blocking words from their comment section, pretending like everyone forgot. Of course he is. He wants that money. He wants that coin. He wants that clout. Oh gosh. Oh my gosh, I have to like make this quick, you guys. I'm running out of time. Oh my gosh. Seriously. I wish I could have mentioned all in the next podcast. I promise to talk about Cuties, that Netflix show, how they're like hashtag cancel Netflix, but I don't know. I guess I'm like looking at this GIF video of like Trisha Paytas driving, and the caption says Shane Dawson on his way to a private premiere of Cuties. Of Cuties, hashtag cancel Netflix, and it's like Trisha Paytas like driving through a tunnel in her convertible. Oh my god, I love Twitter. By the way, follow me or interact with me on Twitter at tspilltony. So yeah, Shane Dawson, I guess he's trying to come back. Who knows how that's gonna go down? Y'all know I'll talk about it. I'll talk about it. Grayson Dolan, apparently he has a new girlfriend, a new hoe. I don't know who she is, but apparently, based off what I saw, he or she used to be married. I don't even know. And there's like a controversy with that. Okay. He tweeted 6 hours ago, "If you don't kiss your bros for small celebrations, are you even bros?" Let me see that picture. Damn, that is sexy. I mean, that's kind of sexy. I don't know. It's kind of weird, incest, but like, it's twins. They're brothers. I'm not a part of it. But like, that's kind of hot. It's kind of hot. I'm gonna read the comments later. Sounds so gross. That's kind of sexy. Like, it's basically like kissing yourself. I don't know. What am I saying? What am I saying? Okay. So you're telling me, someone tweeted, "So you're telling me that Grayson Dolan is dating this girl who had dropped her fiance for him, but they were hooking up for months before all this, and his girlfriend or whatever hooked up with Ethan 2 years ago? What the fuck kind of twin shit is this?" I need to read that again. What? I don't know. I'm still like, remember, like, whatever happened with like their acne video. I mean, talk about white people problems. Like, feel bad for me, white people problems. I'm sorry, you're rich, you're attractive, you're relevant on YouTube, like, I'm not gonna feel bad for you. I'm sorry. Like, you have the best, you have all the money in the world to get the best dermatologist. I'm just saying, can't feel bad for you. But, like, someone tweeted, doesn't it seem weird how quiet Grayson Dolan has been? It's always as if he needs time to make up a cover story for the cheating. Damn, Gia, you, like, read him to filth. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that is a hot picture. Them kissing. If y'all need to see it, go to Grayson Dolan's Twitter. It's hot. It just is. Okay. 15 minutes. All right, you guys, what else? One more topic, or actually two more topics. Tana Mojo apologizes. Of course she's gonna fucking apologize. Don't know what she's apologizing for, but I'm pretty sure it's because she's a fucking ridiculous, entitled, bratty, disgusting white girl who just continues to bring down the human race. And I don't know. She just, of course she's apologizing. She's a clout chaser. She's a stunt hoe, like we all know. And apparently Bella Thorne, her OnlyFans drama, I guess, like, from what I saw, she's gonna put out a nude photo, fucking something about empowering women. And she didn't, she got the money, and now there's, like, new rules in place on OnlyFans. I don't know, I'm not paying for anyone's fucking OnlyFans. I'm not paying for a Patreon. I'm sorry. If you're not that relevant, you're not that important, I don't know. I just, you might have to be really specific for me to pay for something like that. Like that girl who's selling her bathwater. Like, that's gross. Like, ew. Like, you must be really desperate. Like, honestly, just go masturbate. Go do something else. Go fuck one of your homeboys. I don't know. Like, that is sick. Like, why? You're so desperate if you're paying for shit like that. Like, I'm saying, like, way too much, but it's honestly really, really sad. Like, it's almost like paying for sex, like, to lose your virginity. Like, that's really gross. You might as well just fucking wait. I don't give a fuck if you have to try it as hard as you can to, like, I don't know, get a girlfriend, whatever. Just, like, it's, like, I don't know. I'm going on a rant now, but, like, y'all need to do anything else besides pay to live out your fantasies. You know? Yeah, now? Yeah, now. But, yeah, Bella Thorne. I still remember her fucking song. Bitchin' Bella Thorne. Bitchin' Bella Thorne. Like, you know, her just being trashy-ass mess. But, you know, I don't know. I'd still take Bella Thorne over Tana any day, only because Bella actually has some talent, some acting credibility, some, you know, experience in that, while Tana brings nothing to the table. Like, girl, where, what do you do? Like, what is, I don't, Tana, what are you? You're from Vegas. You're trash. You're a mess. You're a whole ass mess. That's, I don't know. I don't know. Okay, you guys, those are all the topics for today's episode. Yeah, I mean, like I said in the beginning of the podcast, make sure to support my podcast by using those links or codes. They'll be in the description of this podcast, but also on the homepage for my podcast. I really don't want to end up on Patreon or, you know, have you guys pay or subscribe. Like, that's just, My podcast isn't even that relevant still, as much as, or what am I saying? It's not where I want it to be. Like, I want it to be a little bit more mainstream. You know, we barely passed 2,000 plays, which is great. I only have one sponsor, which is Anchor. I'm trying to get new sponsors. But like I said, share the podcast, recommend it to someone, or just keep listening to old episodes. Like, there's a whole archive now of episodes. Like, I can't believe I'm still recording. I like recording. I like talking. But yeah, Twitter is at @tspoltoni. Trying to think about anything else. Yeah, leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to the podcast or follow it on Apple or Spotify, just to make sure you get those alerts when a new podcast episode is available. I hope you're all doing well, with the pandemic and everything. And yeah, I'll see you all in the next episode, hopefully next week. Bye, everyone.